Well, Coach, moving into week number three of the playoffs, and, you know, I guess just to revisit the win over Greenville last week, a ball game that kind of hung on early, got things going offensively in the second half, and then able to come away with a pretty nice victory.
Yeah, I think, you know, in reflection, that's a sign of a good team, you know, that kids that don't push the panic button when things are going against them, and they just keep fighting. And like you said, the defense got some good stops in the first half there, and we were able to take the lead 14-7, and then, you know, give Greenville credit for finding some things. They rallied back and tied it at halftime, and we had a shot at a field goal, came up just a little bit short there, and, you know, had a little bit of a malfunction with the clock at the end, but, you know, felt pretty good going to halftime and kind of got settled in, and the kids played a really nice second half and pretty well took control of the game early in the third quarter, and with that first drive, and the defense turned them back over, and so feel good about our kids and the kind of effort and belief they have in themselves and their ability to show a little resilience and stick through things.
Resilience and adversity, you know, Q gets hurt and Andrew steps in and does the job for you. And I know looking at it, it's like, oh, you know, came in and he did the job, but man, he hadn't had a lot of time at quarterback for a while.
Right. That's the thing that's probably the most impressive, you know. I mean, he does get a few reps throwing the ball on the scout team and things like that. You know, him and Q were actually playing scout team the week leading up to Greenville to kind of help our defense. And, you know, Andrew threw a few balls at. But, I mean, yeah, he doesn't get a lot of reps, but just impressed with, you know, his poise and calm under pressure. You know, obviously he came in and, you know, kind of got things calmed down and did a really nice job of finding our guys. And there was a couple times where he had to buy a little extra time. The initial play didn't go, and he moved and found maybe Connor downfield once and Lucas maybe another time. And so just that ability to keep the play alive is one of the best things he does, and has good vision down the field, and was able to get some yards through the air and then opened up a couple things for us on the ground too.
It's nice to have that as an option for sure, huh?
Yeah, I think the best thing about it is, you know, just the kids believe in both quarterbacks. I think they believe that when Q's back there, we've got a shot to win. They believe when Andrew's back there, we've got a shot to win. And that thing, you know, that just showed on Saturday that, you know, one of your best players goes down and is on the sideline, and most of the time things would go even farther south. And, you know, Andrew comes in and leads the ship, and nobody even blinks an eye. They just keep going. And like I said, I think that's a sign of his leadership on the team and you know, the friendships that the kids have and the belief they have in each other to get the job done.
Coach, moving on now to St. Joe Ogden. Now, they came into the playoffs 5-4, just getting in with four losses, but they beat an undefeated Benton team in week one of the playoffs. They beat Roxana on the road last week. So this is a team that come out of a very strong conference. They're a force to be reckoned with, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you get to this point, everybody's had to win a couple games to still be playing, so we know that they're a good team, and I'm sure they're going to be excited to finally get a home game after being on the road, you know, for the first couple weeks of the playoffs, and it's one of those things where it'll be exciting for our kids to get a chance to go play a place we've never played before and against an opponent we've never played. But obviously, you know, we believe in ourselves and what we do and the kids we have, and we feel like that if we execute, you know, we're going to be able to be successful. And going back and watching that Benton game was one of the ones we traded, and in the first half Benton moved the ball down the field, but they came away with no points like three or four different times. They were inside the 20-yard line and never managed to score, and I think that was a real big point in that game, because second half they got some points on the board, but it was a little bit too late as St. Joe drove down and got the field goal to win it. So we watched that film and a couple others that we've traded, and we're working on our game plan and having a plan to try to hold them down offensively, and then also some things that we can do to them when we have the ball.
Offensively, talking to their coach, I kind of felt like there's a lot of similarities between them and the Vandals.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty balanced between the run and the pass. I think they like to run their quarterback. He's a good athlete, and you know, they're not scared to throw it, and they've got some different receivers that can catch it. So I think, you know, just based on stats, they're probably putting the ball in the air 20 to 22 times a game, and you know, they're probably running it, you know, 25, 26 times a game. So they're pretty pretty balanced, and you know, they've got maybe two or three different receivers that they'll throw the ball to, and you know, their quarterback will carry it probably just as much as a running back. And so I think, you know, when it is passed, we got to do a good job of keeping him contained, not letting him scramble, and you know, not giving up the big plays. I feel like there's a couple games we've watched that people have given up some big plays to him, and so same thing as always on defense. We got to make people march it down the field and make them execute a drive as opposed to giving up the big plays and letting it be easy for them to score.
You know, and looking back to the Greenville game, and, you know, facing a young man that's one of the best running backs around in the area, and you did a good job against him both times you played against the Comets this year. And as we've talked about all season long, the Vandals have handled the run pretty darn well.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty stout against the run. One of the things that allows that to happen is our ability to play man coverage. And you know, Saturday we had a couple little mistakes, you know, or situations where we had some passive plays, but you know, against Greenville, we felt like that was our better move to try to make them throw the football down the field, and as opposed to letting Oliver beat us. And you know, he had some good runs, and he's always going to have a few, and it's just part of facing a good back. But I thought that our defense did a really good job of limiting him, and then we got him into some situations where they weren't as comfortable, got some interceptions, and we're able to turn them over and create some short fields for offense.
No matter if a team is balanced or not, there's certain things, certain ways they want it to go. And if you can make them do things that they don't want to do in downs that they don't want to do it, that's what you're looking for, right?
Right. Any way to, you know, make them do things that they're not as proficient at. Obviously, you know, everybody's got certain things that they like, and you know, it seems like they use a myriad of formations and shifts and movement just to kind of do a few things. And so we got to try to take some of those key things away and make them work down deeper into the playbook and try to put them behind the chains. And obviously, with the proficiency of throwing the football, or you know, it's not like a team that maybe runs it every play, get them behind the chains, they can't convert. But just trying to keep them into long down and distance, make them check it down and tackle them and make a punt. You know, that would be the goal and for the defense. And we know that, you know, when a team that can throw the football, they're not going to go 0 for the game. You know, you give up a play, you got to tackle them and play the next play. And I think that's the other thing, too. Not only we play the run well, I think our defense has been really good about kind of that bend them but don't break and type thing where they may give up some yards. You know, last week Greenville had first and goal, I think, at the 4 or 5 yard line, and four straight plays they stuffed them, and we took the ball over, you know, at our 1 yard line, but they didn't give up any points, and we were able to punt it out of there and you know, move on later in the game. So that's another thing they've done really well, and that's what it'll be about Saturday, you know, not giving up points, and yards don't matter, points do.
It kind of sounds like, in what you said from their game with Benton, if you get into the red zone, A, we got to stop them on defense, B, we got to cash in on offense.
Absolutely. That's, like I said, I think that was the biggest difference in that game. You know, they went in, I think they went in up 14-0 at half on Benton, and Benton had moved the ball the whole game. They just didn't score any points, and, you know, they'd get in third and short or fourth and short and get stuffed and turn it over, and it's one of those things where St. Joe then take it over and move it out of there a little bit, and, you know, like I said, they scored 14 points in the first half, and Benton came back, scored 14 in the second, and tied up. And then St. Joe was able to put together a late 2-minute drive and kick the field goal to end the game.
And that's the thing, and it, like we talked about, I mean, they play a tough schedule. They're prepared. You can't look – when a team gets to the third round, you kind of forget about the regular season a little bit, and it really don't care what the record was then, do you?
Yes, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we're not really playing their playing their schedule or whatever. I mean, obviously we looked at that when we tried to figure out what films to trade and what we thought would be the ideal things to scout them. But, you know, I think just try to break down the film and approach what you're seeing on film and prepare our kids. And, you know, it's just, I think the biggest thing, you know, coach told me, you got to stick to what's got you there, you know, and so we're going to do what we do well and get in those situations, and we're not going to do a bunch of different things that aren't our identity, and I think if we stick to our identity and trust what we can do, then we'll be successful. It's kind of worked for us all season, and I think that's the key thing in big games. You just stick to what you do well and not deviate from the plan. And you're playing another opponent, and you try to prepare the best you can, and then you adjust on the field. And as things start happening, I think that's one thing that our staff's pretty good about is making those in-game adjustments. And I think our coaches don't get enough credit for that. Sometimes they do a really good job of coming up with ideas, whether it be in the game or at halftime. And I think it makes a big difference, and the kids make it work.
I think even sometimes, Coach, and to give some credits, and I'm kind of thinking on the defensive side, but even sometimes I've seen give up some yards during a series, maybe early in the game, just like that one against Greenville. Then you stiffen and stop them from even scoring. So, I mean, I think we've seen that on a few drives, too, where, yeah, you've been a little bit, but once it got down to crunch time, okay, we figured out some things, and we were able to stop them and figure some things out.
Right, and I think that's, credit to our kids, too, being smart on the field. And, it's one of those things. We got some kids that you may get them the first time you do something, but then you come back and do it again, and they're all over it because they've seen it. And I think of, some of our kids like Dylan Henn, Bryce Harlow, that played so many varsity snaps there in the front lines there. And, I mean, I think once they see something the first time, it's pretty hard to fool them again. And then those other guys have gotten experience throughout the season and watch film and learn. And so it's just part of being a smart football player and trying to put yourself in the best position you can.
Well, the weather keeps getting better each week of the playoffs.
Yeah, kind of crazy to think that the first week we got that sleet, and last Saturday was a super nice day for football, and looks like it's going to be in the 70s this week, and kind of crazy to think of this time of year. And but, yeah, it looks like it'll be a super nice day, and looks like they have a nice facility, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd and a lot of people traveling up to check out the game.
Like you said, you go on the road. I know you'd always rather be at home, but sometimes going someplace new to a nice facility and things like that, that's part of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a neat thing to go and travel, and we'll get a couple charter buses here and head out, and it'd be fun for the kids. And the cool thing about it is if we win this week, then we're for sure home next week no matter what. And so that's pretty cool to, have the opportunity to know that if you win, you're going to be home in the semis and, the last round before state. And so that's, another thing to play for this week, to have a chance to come back home and play another game on your field that some of these guys have been playing on since they were in fifth grade. And, it's just a neat opportunity that adds to it a little bit more. And sometimes you're in different scenarios where depends if this team wins or this team wins. We know that no matter who wins the other game, we'll be at home. And so that'd be pretty cool to be able to advance the semis for the first time and also be able to host that game on the 22nd.
Coach, health-wise, how are the Vandals?
Pretty good shape. Q's progressing. Obviously, that would be the one that kind of got nicked up the most last week, and was able to practice this week and looks good running around. So we're hoping to be at full strength on Saturday and have all of our guys in there and ready to go.